Your name?
Tim DeChristopher.
Tim DeChristopher, what brings you to D.C.?
I'm here for Appalachia Rising and to support the Appalachia residents that are putting their freedom on the line to defend their homeland and mine as well, as I'm originally from West Virginia.
Can you describe what's taking place right now in front of the White House?
There's about 1,500, 2,000 people here, and a contingent of about 100 of those people have crossed the street to the White House and are standing in front of the gate now in an arrestable position in an act of civil disobedience to resist mountaintop removal coal mining.
Committing an act of civil disobedience is not something you're unfamiliar to. I don't know if it was an act of civil disobedience, but not too long ago you purchased at an auction. You're a real estate magnate of sorts.
Well, I didn't actually purchase. I just bid and disrupted the auction of a lot of oil leases in Utah a couple of years ago.
How many acres was it?
It was 22,500 acres.
And then what's the situation with that now? It was under Bush, at the end of Bush's term?
Yeah. It was under Bush. Once the Obama administration came in, they reversed the auction, admitted that it was illegal in the first place because they weren't following their own laws, and then indicted me on a couple of felony charges, for which I go to trial in December.
MTR has got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho!
Why did you take that act?
Because I see that our leaders aren't going to defend our future for us. And they're certainly not going to stand up to the fossil fuel industry unless we're willing to force them. We have to create enough social tension that they have no choice but to defend our interests. And that's what these people are doing right here today. Most of these are coal field residents that have exhausted every legal means that there is for protecting their water, protecting their air, protecting their land, and protecting their communities. And none of those legal resources that are set up have yielded any results. And their mountains are still being blown up, and their communities are still being destroyed. And so now they've been pushed to this point to stand in front of the White House and get arrested right here because the Obama administration has not made any serious moves to end this war against Appalachia.
The Obama administration has not departed very drastically from the Bush administration.
Correct. The Obama administration is still in the pocket of the same fossil fuel corporations that the Bush administration was, and is allowing this war against the people of Appalachia to continue. The war against humanity in general that is caused by the burning of fossil fuels and threatening our future. He's allowed that to continue without even breaking stride. And he's made it very clear that if we're going to have a livable future, we're going to have to defend it ourselves. We're going to have people getting arrested and putting themselves on the line like these folks are doing here today.
One of the speakers earlier today said, you know, I come from southern West Virginia, and they call it coal country, but the coal is not our most valuable resource. It's the people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of legislators like to call West Virginia and the other Appalachian states extraction states. That's what folks are starting to call Utah. Now another contingent is joining the folks on the sidewalk. Another group of about 40 people is joining the other folks in front of the White House gate, also risking arrest and blocking that gate.
This is a mass demonstration and a massive number of people who are going to jail in order to bring this attention to wider audience. Have you seen anything like this?
I've never seen anything like this. I've seen things close, like the Capitol Climate Action, but this is the first time that Appalachia residents have come together like this in Washington, D.C., to not just beg for their rights anymore, to not just lobby, but to demand their rights and to take a strong stand. This is unprecedented for this movement and for these people. Most of these people over there, I've spent the weekend with them, and most of these folks have never risked arrest before. They've never been arrested before, but they've been driven to this point to defend their homes.
One of the chants that was heard in front of the EPA that I heard was, EPA, where's your answer to all the people getting cancer? I think some of the environment, the human consequences of this are not properly discussed in the media.
Absolutely. I mean, this is not an environmental issue. This is a war against human beings. Mountaintop removal is a war against the people of Appalachia. It is killing those people. And those people are not going to give up. That's what they're showing here today. You know, that people's water is being poisoned. People's homes are being bombed. Their children are dying. And they're not just going to give up. They're not just going to say, oh, well, the rules aren't working. People aren't going to stop defending their homes. And this might not be the end of the battle today, but these people are going to keep fighting. And it's just going to keep getting bigger. Every time they take a stand, more people will join them. And that's what's been happening the last few years. This is the biggest mass mobilization, the biggest mass civil disobedience to stop mountaintop removal that's ever happened. And next year, if we need to, it'll be even bigger. Because every time people take a stand, they get the attention of others. You know, this is a human issue. This taps into a deep injustice. And when people are forced to choose a side, I think that most people will come down on the side of these folks that are fighting for a healthy and just world. And the louder they shout, the harder they fight, the bigger their movement is going to get.
Any final thoughts you want to share, Tim DeChristopher, as we look out over the White House and the first numbers of people are being put onto the bus or being arrested?
These people are heroes. You know, they're getting arrested out here in a driving rain. They're putting themselves at risk. And they're heroes. They're standing up for everyone else. And we need more like them if we're going to have any chance at a livable future.
Thanks so much. Names?
I'm Mark Munn.
And I'm Mary Lou Munn.
And where are you from?
State College, Pennsylvania.
And what brings you down to in front of the White House today?
Well, we're committed to the cause of stopping mountaintop coal removal. We're also committed to supporting our son, who's one of the organizers of this event. And we think it's a cause that people nationwide should be behind. So we're doing our part.
We've been to the Coal River Valley and met the locals and see that the devastation that has come to their homeland, the tops of the mountains blown off,
we think it's
the water destroyed.
A travesty that West Virginia, parts of Kentucky, Tennessee are treated like third world countries, worse than third world countries in terms of the industrial devastation of people's livelihoods and resources, and it's time that people are aware that this is going on in our country and stand up against it.
Mary Lou Munn, well, in central Pennsylvania, you don't have mountaintop removal. You do have coal extraction.
Yes, we have coal extraction. There's been strip mining over the years, of course, in Pennsylvania that has destroyed some of the rivers still today after 40 years, I think it is.
Much
yeah.
more than that.
Yeah, well, but
dead rivers yep. flow in our area.
And currently a big problem, though, in central Pennsylvania and to the north is Marcellus Shale for natural gas extraction, which is already causing toxins to enter the water table and actually some people's homes.
So it's a scenario that's playing itself out in other forms in our state and in other states as well. People simply need to be aware of the long-term consequences of the short-term gain that they get when they are compliant with the extraction companies. And although energy sources are important to this country and we can't just cut it off completely right away, but we've got to move away from this kind of energy. We've got to be investing in renewable energy resources. We've got to stop writing a blank check and not enforcing the laws that are in place to protect the water, protect the environment, to protect the air. If the laws that were in place were not simply overlooked or given waivers, we wouldn't have to be here. But they're simply trodden underfoot by moneyed interests, and this has to stop. So we're here to stand up for that message.
Mark Munn, you mentioned dead rivers.
Parts of the Susquehanna River have no live fish in it. Streams and tributaries of the Susquehanna. Pennsylvania's got many famous trout fishing streams, which we're very proud of. But in one valley, it could be live and a beautiful resource. The next one valley, the river, the stream runs red, and there's no live animals in it. So, I mean, in a small way, we see that in our neighborhood. But we know that people from West Virginia, other parts of mountaintop removal country, simply have their drinking water being poisoned. They're not able to use what they've relied upon for years. So it simply can't be allowed. It should not be allowed. We have clean water regulations in place that should guard against this, and there have been legal decisions that would enforce that, but they've been overturned. And it's time to stop the interests that keep overturning the better interest of the laws that are in place. We don't have to change the laws, we just have to enforce them.
Mary Lou Munn, you mentioned your son helped organize today. What do you think of today? The, you know, the huge amount of people, more than 1,000 people who have turned out in front of the White House. I was saying, was your son going to jail? You said he didn't think so because he was organizing.
Right.
But this is an issue he's taken apparently very seriously.
Oh, yes. This is his life, helping the people, particularly in the Coal River Valley of West Virginia, but fighting against mountaintop coal removal in general. And it's important to the movement to bring together not just the environmentalists, but also the people of the community themselves. So this is a mix of incredible diversity of people, the community that's affected, families, many generations, environmental organizers. There are some environmental activists, certainly, and people who just feel these issues are important. And I see all ages and great diversity here. And what we're hoping is this will be a beginning of the end of mountaintop removal in this, and a way to go forward. So we hope that President Barack Obama hears us and beyond.
And what do you think about committing civil disobedience and people going to jail?
Well, that's part of the history of our democracy and the success of our democracy, isn't it? The civil rights movement, if there had not been civil disobedience, the laws would not have, of the land would not have changed. I don't feel it should be necessary, but it is necessary, unfortunately. And so the chant you hear, what is democracy? This is democracy. This is democracy happening here, and trying to help the government to see that they need to take action to make these changes.
If the laws for our environmental protection were enforced, there wouldn't be need to break the laws of civil order and sit down in front of the White House. But it's a small step to take for a cause that certainly justifies it.
And it is the people's house, and I do feel they should not be arresting them so quickly today, certainly. It's nonviolent civil disobedience in a long tradition of such has helped to make this country what it is today.
Any final thoughts either of you want to share?
We hope that this is the beginning of the end of MTR. We hope that Obama listens to this message and does the right thing. We simply need to have the courage of our convictions to move in the right direction.
We stand in unison with the people whose homes are devastated by this horrid, heinous practice of mountaintop coal removal.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.